Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions on the phone right now. A dude who's been up to KISW, I'd say a few times. How many times do you think you've actually been in KISW? We're not actually in the studio, rather, as we are both hashtag staying home. But Tony, how many times do you think you've actually been in KISW studios?
Oh, man. Well, honestly, the first time I was ever at KSW, that was the late 90s, and I was in my very first band.
Yeah.
As a teenager, and we were, and that was with Kathy Faulkner.
Yeah. Shout out, Kathy.
And yeah, she totally had our back, and as has basically everyone at KSW, you know. I mean, through the entire time I've been in the Seattle scene, you know.
Would you say it's been upwards of 30, 40 times, probably?
Probably, yeah. That's probably a safe number.
Nice.
You know, I mean, it's been a few different bands, and yeah, you know, of course, Windowpane, we were in the quite often. So yeah, man.
He kind of dropped the hint right there, in case you're wondering. It is Tony Abreu from Windowpane and his new project, Mean Genius. Now, so they're set to debut, and we're going to talk a little bit about this, the tentative plans for everything, and we'll see where we're at. But I did want to have him on the pod because they've been teasing it big, man, that you guys dropped this out of middle of nowhere, this awesome teaser, like old school throwback, gangster style. It's you, it's a couple of the other dudes from Windowpane, and then it's got Jondis Beckman, one of my favorite voices in the Northwest, the vocalist of 10 Miles Wide. So this is a super group. But before we get into the music stuff, I just want to check on my bros. So how are you doing, man? How are you holding up? How are you staying safe, sane? How's your mental state? Are you going crazy yet?
Yeah, trying not to go crazy. There's definitely been those few days to where it's a weird thing. Yeah. It's almost like just sitting at home doing nothing is really, really exhausting. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, just trying to stay busy has actually been a fairly nice, you know, I just went out for a drive.
Yeah.
It's a nice day. So just drove around West Seattle. You know, I've got old Mustang, 67
nice.
Mustang.
Yeah.
So just took it out, fired it up, drove around, you know, and just to get some fresh air and some sunlight. And I've just been playing just constantly.
Awesome.
Which has been fun,
yeah.
You know, writing a ton of stuff and just getting in that zone. But, yeah, man, it's definitely been weird. I've been FaceTiming with friends, you know, we'll get a couple beers, you know, we'll FaceTime each other.
Yeah.
Just kind of having beers and bullshit about whatever and just, you know, just been having fun, as much as we can, you know, but
That's true,
definitely been, it's a weird time, man. What a weird, it's not something I ever expected to go through in my lifetime. You know, I mean, you hear about these things, but you know, the last one was over 100 years ago and here we are. So
We're certainly living through history.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a weird time, man. What about you?
Well, I've been doing this, man. I've been connecting with friends, staying busy. I got a rig set up at my house, and I'm just doing podcasting, doing some writing, just watching movies.
Oh, cool.
Going on walks here and there, trying to socially distance walks, solo walks.
Yeah.
Man, doing some reading. Drinking too much coffee? I don't know.
Dude, I've been in the same boat, man. In fact, I'm having coffee right now.
Nice, dude. Well, one question I've been asking some musicians and friends alike and people I've been interviewing, and I do want your take on this, is if you're having a negative day and you're just, you know, maybe refreshing your browser, seeing some bad news, just bumming out, and maybe it's just like this kind of negative feedback loop is the way I've kind of been describing, whether it be from social media or the news or, you know, all of the above, what's an album you can put on to get you out of that mindset and will immediately just refresh things for you?
Oh, man. Well, there's a ton of them. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I kind of have my kind of go-to songs, I guess. You know, 10 Years Gone by Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
It's one of those tunes that no matter where I'm at in my life, I put that song on and I'm right back to, you know, being 15 again.
Nice.
Or, I'm a huge, like, Stevie Ray Vaughan fan, too.
Yeah.
So kind of anything Stevie will just get my brain totally, you know, just thinking about the fretboard. And, you know, just kind of playing and just kind of get me in that zone and get me inspired. And then, in fact, that's something that I did just kind of recently. I was having a dark day, and I put on a live show. It was a Stevie Ray Vaughan concert from like 84.
Yeah.
And within 10 minutes of watching it, I just couldn't wait to pick up, you know, to go play.
Yeah.
So then I went and played for like 3 hours and I felt better.
You know? That's
awesome. I guess that's one of the things I've been doing.
You know. I mean, it might not be sitting on a couch and talking to a therapist, but in a way, it's like pure sonic therapy, right?
Oh, that always has been. Yeah. In fact, that's how I first fell in love with playing the instrument. When I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I had played, I had got my first guitar when I was like 4 years old, 4 or 5. And I knew like maybe 2 or 3 chords, but right around age 10, just kind of going through some serious life stuff.
Yeah.
And that was when it really spoke to me, when I first picked it up and started playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, thank God, one of my mom's friends had been over recently and had tuned that thing, because my entire life might have taken a completely different path had that thing not been in tune when I picked it up that day.
Okay.
But you know, just kind of found myself in the strings, and that has been my therapy ever since.
That's
so
awesome, man. Well,
yeah, it's always been there.
You got that thing, man, and it's nice to have that outlet, dude.
Oh, completely. Yeah, I don't know where I'd be without it, man.
So let's talk Mean Genius, because there is still a show that is tentative, and obviously you guys did post on the Facebook feed that it is tentative and that you guys, you know, will keep people updated if it gets pushed back or whatever. But the show is Friday, June 19th at the Crocodile, the debut of Mean Genius, Van Epps, and Jaded Mary. Is it still on the books, or is there an update?
It's really starting to look like that date is not going to happen.
Okay.
It's starting to look like it's going to have to be pushed out further. Now, of course, this date was supposed to happen on March 27th.
Yeah.
So, once we kind of put out this promo video of the band and just kind of a little bit of a teaser of our sound and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
With this particular project, we really wanted to kind of do it old school. We wanted to basically, like, people's first impression of us will be live, will be at a club.
Yeah.
And to basically just kind of start it out in that old school way. And so then, so we were super stoked, and we were about 2 weeks out from the show when Angeli put out that no more than 250 people in a room, which at that point we had already sold over that. So we're like, well, this is probably going to have to be postponed.
Yeah.
And then it was what, just like 4 or 5 days after that, they're like, no more than 10 people.
Yeah. And then they're like, no more than 2 people. And you're like, what?
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing snowballed. So we were just kind of going, man, you know, we were stoked about it, but of course we're just one of millions of people whose, you know, plans had to change. So,
yeah,
you know, it is what it is. And at this point, Well, now we basically figure, well, we might as well just work on getting an album.
Yeah.
You know, and getting that out there. And
do what you can.
Yeah. Yeah, getting a studio to track it. You know, just still doing pre-pro stuff. And, yeah. Shift gears into that. But, yeah, we were pretty bummed out about that, man. That would have been really cool. And then we were thinking, well, cool, we can postpone it to June. But now, God, I even saw something the past couple of days. They're saying they're not going to be doing shows, live concerts until fall of 21.
I don't know.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's news all over the place that's always, you know, varying. But yeah, that'd be crazy, man. I don't know what we're all going to do if that happens.
I say, if you're listening to this, just do your part. And the best thing you can do your part is I know it makes us go crazy, but stay inside and
yeah,
limit.
Exactly.
So the more people that just stay inside and just do your part and literally the government's just telling us to do nothing. And some of us can't even do that. So just stay inside and do nothing and just relax and maybe slow down a little bit. And then, you know, it'll be easier for us to all be able to get back to concerts. But I don't want to get too much in the negative weeds about things and like posturizing here, but I did want to mention that real quick. But I also want to talk a little bit about like the formation of Mean Genius, because it's something, you know, and I didn't want to say anything on the air before you guys like made the announcement, but you know, we had seen each other at a few shows and you kind of nudged me and were like, hey man, I got something.
Yeah,
and I was okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so tell me a little bit about like how long, you know, you were in the lab, like the Mean Genius in the lab, like creating this kind of thing. And it's like this beast. It's like some window pane man and some 10 miles wide mixed together. We got a badass Northwest band. So how long were you creating this this monster?
Well, we were basically in a band room, for about 6 or 7 months before we even.
Oh wow. Okay.
Told anyone about it. Yeah. Yeah. It was one of these deals, you know. It's like Chris and Noah and myself from Windowpane, we were still jamming. At that point, we didn't know what was going to go on with Windowpane.
Yeah.
So we were still keeping our skills sharp and just starting to kind of improv and kind of write a ton of stuff, just the three of us.
Yeah.
And then there was one day I was just hanging with John and I was like, yeah, dude, I got to go jam with the guys. And John's like, well, man, is it cool if I come? And I'm like, yeah, dude, of course. You know,
that's
so
awesome.
He came down and we both plugged in. He started singing and we happened to have a Pro Tools rig in our room where everything's mic'd up at all times.
Yeah.
And so we just turned that on and just started recording stuff. And there was a really obvious magic right from the – within the first 30 seconds, we were just like, wow, there's something here. And then the second or third time he came down, we were like, well, dude, I think this is a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. After the first night, we were all like, dude, do you want to do this again? And John's like, hell yeah.
That's awesome.
And actually, come to think of it, the first time we jammed, we weren't recording anything.
Okay.
Because we were just having fun. But yeah, the second time he came down, we turned on the Pro Tools rig and we went through like, I don't know, 10 different improv sessions. You know, each one lasts about 20 minutes or whatever. Just kind of follow each other all over the place. And five of our songs were born that night from those improv sessions.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those deals. We just kind of, we didn't have anything in our head. We weren't thinking about, we have to write these songs. Mm-hmm. We have to come up with the set. We have to do anything. We just kind of followed each other around. And it's like once, when a one person kind of leads with a strong idea, we'd all just kind of just morph into that.
Yeah.
And then someone else would take the reins Kind of playing that way, basically kind of writing that way, even though we didn't really realize that's what we were doing at the moment. We basically created stuff that I don't think we would have otherwise created. It was really cool. Just kind of have things be completely born out of pure spontaneity, out of pure, you know, just follow each other in a moment, so to speak.
I don't mean to put any words in your mouth, and sorry for cutting you off, but it sounds like, and I don't mean to put any words in your mouth, but to me it sounds a bit like it was kind of liberating to you when, obviously, like, your first love was window pane, and, like, that's an amazing project, but you're in this band that's, you guys have a set thing, and creating a new thing, it's got to be somewhat liberating to you.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's, since it was born from a place of just we didn't have any intentions. We didn't have any kind of set sound. It very much was so, you know, and that's, I had been kind of on a path like that anyway, when a window pane was taking our break, so to speak.
Yeah.
I had just kind of set out and just started kind of working on tons of different songs, kind of instrumental stuff, tons of different pieces. And I didn't care about genre. I didn't care what it sounded like, just kind of followed myself. And during that time, I found a new part of myself. Well, I don't know if I should say a new part of myself. I think I just really tapped back in to really what is totally myself. And with that, saw all the things that I had gained kind of over the years, you know, within that time.
Yeah. That's
and,
cool.
I found a new thing. Sorry, man. I think I had too much coffee. Sorry.
No, it's all good, dude. Yeah.
My brain's starting to get ahead of my words. But yeah.
It's so, all good, man. How long did it take before you guys were like, hey, let's do this. Like, let's make this a thing. Like, was it pretty instant, or was it like after a few practices?
That was probably like the third or fourth time that we'd gotten together. And we were like, well, wow, man, you know, this is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
And so, at that point we just started throwing around band names and we had basically kind of made a pact that we're not going to tell anyone.
Nice.
We're just going to create. We're just going to build it. That way, there's no pressure of time, and there's no pressure of a band saying, "Dude, let's book a show for this date. Let's do this." You know, anything like that. We could just basically keep in that same kind of nice, relaxed kind of creative atmosphere to just kind of build this thing and just kind of let it happen naturally. And that was something that we all basically recognized right off the bat that was one of the strongest things that we had going. It was something that we were all tapping into, and we realized that we didn't want to mess with that.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to tell anyone. And then once we kind of got a set's worth of songs together, is when we're like, well, let's go ahead and book a show. And we put that thing together at the Croc, and of course, Van Epps, they're going to make this their final performance.
Wow.
And those guys jumped on board, you know, Jade and Mary, and and we were finally gearing up to do it, you know, but it's all good. You know, we'll just stay in the creative zone right now.
I would say,
just keep working it.
I would say if you want to go to this show, I would say, add it or attend it, put attending on the Facebook page, and you guys will just keep, updating us as to when it will actually happen. Is that right?
Yes. Okay, cool. That is totally correct, man. That's a great idea. Thank you. Yeah.
Cause then it'll just automatically, you know, refresh with updates. If you press attending or interested, it'll give you a notification every time that, there's news about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I don't want to pry too much into this because I kind of want it to be a surprise when we see you live. But just based on the like little teaser trailer you guys released, I'm digging what I hear. I haven't heard it. There's no, like, you know, nothing sketchy going on here. I don't have the album. I'm not keeping it from you. Okay. But if you could, what vein was the music that you guys wrote? How would you kind of describe it in a little bit without going too much into detail?
Yeah, well, that's always, of course, you know, a tough one.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a heavy rock genre. Mm-hmm. I would say our songs tend to be more on the darker side. It's just kind of comes out that way, you know.
Well, that's jaundice for you.
Yeah, yeah. And and I've always been a fan of the kind of dark, creepy chords. And
oh yeah.
And of course, you know, we're all a fan of kind of bouncy stuff, you know, stuff that makes you want to move. Mm-hmm. So many of these songs were just kind of born from like improv stuff. I don't want to say that our songs are kind of all over the map, but there's definitely a wide range within whatever our sound is.
Okay.
And, we've got some that are just kind of more, I would say, moody, dark kind of ballads. You know, we got mm-hmm. like two of those. We've got a couple that are, pretty in your face.
Nice.
Kind of high energy, just, you know, stomp your foot kind of stuff. I don't know. It's kind of a hard thing to explain. It's almost like it's almost like a bit of like Danny Elfman sound.
Nice.
The guy who does all the music for like Tim Burton and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A friend of mine who had heard a Band Room tape had brought that up.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's definitely, it's still big rock. There's definitely that kind of Seattle element, which one thing that's kind of odd is this is actually the first band that I've been in since I was a kid where every single member of the band is actually from the Northwest.
Okay. So it's a homegrown Northwest thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like all of us basically cut our teeth here.
Yeah.
And and that's something that's kind of hard to put your finger on, but it's something that I can feel in it. And it's kind of like we all have a very similar outlook on kind of what it is that we wanted to. Oh God, man, it's kind of hard to explain, but there's a certain feeling that that came from the old school Seattle scene. If you were in it, if you were here, if you were feeling it,
yeah.
And it's just a certain kind of sense of integrity. There's just a certain kind of feeling, and that is something that all of us really see eye to eye on. And I think that part of that is just because, you know, we all grew up here. We all had our first gigs at you know, the New World or one of these clubs that isn't even around anymore, you know, from the old school Seattle scene. I don't know. That's definitely a part of it, too.
That's awesome, man. I'm stoked to hear it. I know someone's in their car or like listening on their headphones like, damn it, just play the song. We can't do that yet. We got to wait, man. So hopefully the show will happen.
We had some, actually.
Huh?
You know, it's funny, too, even on that teaser video, we weren't going to have any music in it because we don't really, other than Band Room tapes, which we basically use as a writing tool.
Yeah.
We don't have anything tracked yet. And so, but when I made the teaser video without the music, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
You know,
so we gotta get something.
So finally I'm like, well, man, I can take one of these Band Room tracks and, you know, try to make it sound decent and throw it in there. And so, yeah, those are just kind of takes of us playing live in the room.
Nice.
And we just threw them in and we are all hoping to get something tracked soon. You know, now that things have shifted and we're not going to be just breaking the band via live. So
Okay, well,
so we'll try to get that rolling, you know, and
hang tight.
And I'll keep you posted. Yeah.
Hang tight. Check out that teaser video. Before we go, Tony, I got a couple questions for you. So your name is Mean Genius. I need to know, out of all four of you guys, who is the meanest?
Oh, man, I don't know. It probably depends on, I think we're all mean in our different ways.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then who's the genius? Who's the biggest genius?
Oh, geez.
You can say yourself.
That's probably none of us, you know. We just threw that name out there so maybe people would think that we're geniuses.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That was a name that that a John had from, I think, years ago.
Oh, okay.
And John kind of threw that out, and John was like, man, you know, one thing, I've always wanted to name a band of the Mean Genius, and we were like, dude, that's great.
It's a good name, you
know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's different, you know, so, yeah, we're all about it.
Right on, man. Well, you know, stay tuned for when the show will happen. If it doesn't happen June 19th, just hit attending on the Facebook page, and you'll get updated on that. Tony Abreu from Mean Genius from Windowpane. Do you have any final words for anyone that might be staying at home in the Northwest, kind of just hanging out and listening to you?
Well, I just say now is a great time to just kind of do those things that that you always wish that you had time to do.
It's like, because we got the time.
One way to see this, well, I just think of all those times in my life where I just would think, God, man, if only I could put life on pause, mm-hmm. so I could catch up with this, or I could get better at this, or I could work on this, or I could do those kind of things.
Yeah.
Well, right now, life is kind of on pause. So now is that time. And kind of rather than,
it's a good point,
then kind of be bummed about it. It's like, man, life is on pause right now. So, so let's just kind of, you know, why not think of that a fantasy and just kind of do it, you know, cause now it's actually real. So why not?
Dude, that was one of the most positive takes on it I've heard. I appreciate that, dude. Thank you.
Oh, well, good.
Right on, man. Tony, thank you so much, and looking forward to hearing.
Thank you, man.
Hell yeah, dude. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. You too, brother.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.